Morning, Mother.
Morning.
Here, why don't you put the radio on? Us can listen to that nice programme on the Phonic FM.
Oh, what's that about?
Oh, it's a load of young people, the West Enders, them called, and do comedy sketches and music.
Oh.
Do you remember in the old days when us used to get down to Snoop Doggy Dug?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? It reminds me of when us used to go raving down Plymouth.
Oh, them raves was good, they was.
Oh, they was proper raves, not like these days with them all artificial.
What's it all about then?
Well, 'tis on the Phonic FM programme, 'tis 106.8. Programme's called The West Enders, 'tis duty.
Oh, that's good, that is.
Oh, tell you what, let's go downtown, see if there's been any new teenage pregnancies.
6 year old dad. 6 year old dad.
Oh, well, Shan, this is my favourite cartoon.
Yeah, I know, Dad. I know. Right, I'm ready now and I'm going to go out and do my lesson, okay?
What lesson?
My driving lesson. I did tell you about it.
When?
Never mind now. Are you going to be alright staying here, though?
Yeah, but I want to drive Brum Brum. Big Brum Brum.
Oh, no. Well, we might have some trouble with that. I'll ask the instructor, but...
Yay.
I'll see.
Okay, if you could just check your mirrors and as soon as it's clear, take the next on the left and just pull up at the side of the road, please.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm really pleased with your progress. Just a couple of pointers there. Yeah. You need to just keep an eye on your mirrors just a little bit more. There's a few instances where you weren't really just checking the mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good safety thing. And just check that the indicator switch is off. Yeah. Sometimes you just need to knock that off yourself, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Good, I'm really pleased with how it's all going.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. I've got a bit of a strange request, really.
Oh, yeah.
It's my dad. He wants to start to learn to drive.
Right.
Yes.
Your dad?
Yeah.
But I thought your dad was 6 years old.
Oh, that's the problem, you see. But he's got his mindset pretty much on learning to drive in this car, really.
Right. I'm not sure about the legalities of it all, and obviously there's the physicality of him not being able to reach the pedals.
Yeah. Is there any way that you could possibly have a talk with him?
Oh, yeah, I don't see why not. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Dad?
Yeah?
I've got someone here to talk to you.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Davis, my driving instructor.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Wilkinson. It's nice to see you again. Jason tells me that you're interested in taking driving lessons. Is that right?
Yeah, me want to drive Big Brum Brum and go Brum Brum.
Really? Okay. There's a slight problem with you won't actually be able to reach the pedals. We've got this specially adapted car. Would you like to learn in
that? No. I want... Boom, boom, big boom, boom.
Oh, but as well as not being able to reach the pedals, you won't be able to see over the steering wheel to look out of the window.
Big boom, boom.
Well, you'll at least have to sit on a cushion.
Boom, boom,
and
big.
The seatbelt, that might be a bit tight across your face as you're driving.
Dad.
Big boom, boom.
Dad, you have to understand. You have to listen to what he's saying.
Yeah, Mr. Wilkinson, really, you just won't be able... You can't just sit on the seat and just turn the steering wheel from side to side. That's not driving.
No, I can try, and I want big boom boom.
Well, unless you're prepared to actually drive the specially adapted car and sit on the cushion...
No, I don't want specially adapted car.
Dad.
No, I want big boom boom.
Dad.
No.
Dad, you're going to have to go to bed now.
No, I want big boom boom.
Come on, Dad.
No.
Come on, let's put you to bed.
Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Davis.
No, that's fine, Jason, that's absolutely fine. Let me know if he changes his mind, please.
6 year old dad. 6 year old
dad. Alright?
You alright?
What are you doing here?
I'm just coming out with some mates, aren't you?
Yeah, just here to have a drink and have a party, you know?
Fancy coming back mine?
Well, yeah, I don't mind, yeah, right.
Alright, let's go and get a taxi then.
Oh, is this your flat?
Yeah.
It's really nice here, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been here for a couple of months now.
Was it Council Place?
Do you want a drink?
Yeah, just a water do, please.
I've got beer in the fridge if you want some.
Ah, yeah, go on then, I'll have a beer.
All right then.
Come here and give us a kiss, hey? Oh my God, what's happening to your belly?
Oh no!
What is it? Do you need to fart or something?
Oh no, it's coming!
Oh, what is it? It's a baby! Oh my God, it's a baby!
Use a condom, get respect.
And now on Turnip FM, we've got a young man on the line who I believe has got a very sad story. A young Jamie from out near Crediton. Jamie, what's troubling you, Beth?
Right, B. My favourite tractor just died.
Oh, not your favourite tractor. I remember the pain when Mum Massey Ferguson died. I'm very sorry for you, Beth. What can we do to ease your pain?
Can you put on the song that me and my tractor used to always listen to?
Oh, which one would you like, Beth?
How Do I Live Without You by Leon Rimes.
Oh, I'll find that one for you, Bear. Now, don't you worry. I know it doesn't feel like it now, but you will find another tractor one day and be happy again.
WestEnders has been written and performed by West End Unit, Tiverton High School.
A Wolf and Water production.
This programme was brought to you by Media Box, a scheme funded by the Department for Children, Schools and Families.